AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden closes U.S. airspace to Russian planes. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Stepping up the international resistance to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Biden will announce in his State of the Union address that the United States is following Canada and the European Union in banning Russian aircraft from U.S. airspace, according to two people familiar with his remarks who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. In excerpts of the speech released by the White House, Biden will say, "Throughout our history, we've learned this lesson. When dictators do not pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos." Attendance at the State of the Union address in the House chamber will be mask optional with the coronavirus threat easing, but at least a half dozen lawmakers who have tested positive for COVID-19 are not expected to attend. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A 40-mile-long convoy of Russian tanks, artillery, and support vehicles is some 17 miles from Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Russian forces have shelled the capital city of some 3 million people, as well as the country's second largest city, and there have been numerous civilian casualties. The U.S., European Union, and NATO are sending weapons, humanitarian aid, and other supplies to Ukraine. Germany's Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock tells the U.N. General Assembly,
"You are abusing your power as a permanent member of the Security Council. Mr. Lavrov, you can deceive yourself, but you won't deceive us. And you won't deceive our people, and you won't deceive your own people."
The International Energy Agency's 31 member countries agreed to release 60 million barrels of oil from strategic reserves, half of that from the United States. Canada's foreign minister says her country will refer Russia to the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity and war crimes. This is AP News. It's Mardi Gras in New Orleans and Mobile, Alabama. People are celebrating Fat Tuesday. In this from WVUE, New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell takes in the parades and the partying while on horseback with the New Orleans Mounted Police.
The weather is aligned with the spirit of this city. And so I'm just excited to be here and excited to have Mardi Gras back for 2022.
It's been 2 years since there's been a full-blown celebration.
It is for our mental health. It is for how we celebrate and come together as people in our city. The resiliency of this city is through the lives of all of our residents here, our visitors as well.
Mobile has always claimed to have held the first Mardi Gras. Opening day game set for the 31st of this month canceled by Major League Baseball after the locked-out Players Union rejected baseball's final offer made just 90 minutes before MLB's self-imposed deadline this evening. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.